is the UR Business Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Making Headway on the URB Business Network. This is your host, John King, President of Headway Strategies Consulting, where we help individuals and organizations convert chaos to structure and concepts to reality. The Making Headway show provides individuals, entrepreneurs, executives, and managers with information about emerging or current topics that could have a significant impact on their business and careers. At the conclusion of the show, we post a blog which contains a summary of the show, some graphics, as well as contact information from the host, guests, and the event that there are follow-up questions from the listeners. Today, we're going to discuss business sustainability, which focuses on how to accelerate profitability through aligning people and processes with the environment. This is a very relevant topic given all the green focus that we're seeing impacting our lives today. Today, I'm joined by Tammy Cole. Tammy is CEO of Resource Associates Corporation, based in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, and an author of a book, A Common Sense Approach to Sustainability, Accelerating Profitability Through Aligning People and Processes with the Environment. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thanks for having me, John.
Very good. And our producer today is Mike, and he's going to guide us through and make sure we don't overrun the time and can keep us on track. So if we could start out, Tammy, can you give us a little background of yourself and how you got into the business at Resource Associates Corporation?
Sure. It's a fairly short story. I've been with Resource Associates for, in January, it'll be 30 years. Have kind of moved through the ranks of the organization. When I landed at Resource Associates, kind of knew that's where I wanted to be, and values and visions aligned, and had a great desire to take the vision of Resource Associates to an even higher level. So I have been here for, like I said, 30 years, and have been in people development, process improvement, helping businesses move to the next level business, if you will, for quite some time.
Great. Great. That's a very long tenure, and you've had a very successful run at it, too, as I've observed from afar here. Tammy, can you talk a little bit about sustainability and how you got started on that particular activity?
One of the things that we do at Resource Associates is continue to keep a pretty tight pulse on what's going on in the business environment and what businesses need to do to take their businesses to the next level. When Resource Associates started, we focused on people development, focusing on the employees are the best and biggest asset an organization has. And over the years, we've added things like approaches and strategic planning, process improvement, customer loyalty. And over the last 3-4 years, our research has really taken us down the path of sustainability. Obviously, as you mentioned, as you started the show, you know, sustainability is all around. Quite frankly, you know, it's not going away. So we wanted to look at how it fit into businesses of all sizes and all industries as a business initiative.
Okay. And then looking at your book, it's apparently that, you know, sustainability from your perspective is not just about saving natural resources. It's really about making sure there's alignment within the organization. So why is this important to the overall business strategy?
Well, again, sustainability is not going away, and businesses need to take a look at how it impacts their particular strategy, and every business is a little bit different. But one of the things that we found in our research is a lot of people, a lot of organizations look at sustainability as, you know, it's the environmental, it's the green component, and our research shows that it's much bigger than that. That's certainly a huge part of it, but the question becomes, how does it get implemented into an organization's strategy, and how can they make it profitable? So what we've looked at is an equation, if you will, that looks at, you know, what do your people need to do differently, what do your business processes need to do differently, how do you include the environmental component into your strategy, but equally as important, make sure that it is a profitable endeavor. Being green for the sake of being green is great, but if we're not a company 2 years from now, it's kind of an irrelevant issue.
Right. I mean, it's sort of like if you're a homeowner and the person comes around and wants to sell you a geothermal system and can't really come up with a payback within a reasonable amount of time, it doesn't make sense to do it.
Exactly. And that's what we're helping businesses look at as it applies to their particular situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, if I'm in senior management and I want to do something with sustainability, what kinds of questions should I ask? Or should I ask my staff, or should I ponder as I try to develop some sort of strategy to adapt to that?
Well, first and foremost, as you'll see in the book, we define sustainability as an increase in productivity and or reduction in consumed resources without compromising product or service quality, competitiveness, or profitability while helping to protect and save the environment. If we use that as a 30,000-foot definition, then the questions that roll out of that are things like, you know, what definition of sustainability is best for your organization to adopt? What we're finding, and there's many case studies in the book that reflect this, is sustainability is defined differently based on different companies and different organizations. So first, if you believe in that global definition, then how do we define it specifically for that company? And then based on that company's definition, what desired results does your organization want to develop based on this initiative and over what time frame? Third critical question is how are you going to measure it? And fourth is how are you going to communicate those sustainability plans to your employees, your customers, and quite frankly, all of your stakeholders?
Okay, so if I want to sit down and look at my strategy, those are the kinds of questions that I need to ponder or to at least incorporate into developing a strategy as I'm looking at. So I don't want to do something just for the sake of green and drive my company out of business. I think the other thing that you talked about was really communication and making sure everybody's in alignment as to what's going on with it. So I think that's an important part from what you said there as well. So how do you blend this into the overall business strategy?
Well, and that's one of the things that we've kind of created a process to do because, you know, companies have a tendency to take the new initiative, you know, appreciate its importance and kind of operate in that new initiative in a silo. And one of the models that we have found to be very effective over the years, and we certainly can't take credit for developing it, is the Balanced Scorecard, which was developed by Robert Kaplan and David Norton from Harvard. And basically they said in the original model that you need to identify what your vision and strategy is, and you need to be able to connect all the other pieces of the business. They all need to talk to each other. You know, your financial perspective, your processes, your initiatives, as well as your customer, and we believe that sustainability is the fifth component of that because so many companies have a tendency to focus on the financial components. And don't get me wrong, that's important. It's the lifeblood that keeps a company alive. But the integration of sustainability into that model allows a company to look at it from a very strategic, a very well thought out perspective, because initiatives and silos have a tendency to not get the results they do when we look at it from a full perspective.
Okay. So, and the way you're describing it, you also can get a competitive advantage out of following a sustainability policy. I know you had some examples in the book. Is there anything that come to mind that you might want to share?
Well, again, there's a lot of case studies in the book of all different companies and all different industries. But the competitive advantage, you know, could be new initiatives. One of the things that comes out of these types of approaches, and it's not just sustainability, but if done and implemented correctly, it can drive a huge amount of innovation, which could be a new product, a new service, a new process, a new way of doing something, which could lead to, you know, cost effectiveness, new ways to service the customer. So there's a lot of different ways that you'll see success when implementing a strategy like this successfully and give yourself a competitive advantage over the other companies that are in your particular market space. The companies that get here faster are going to be the ones that are going to be able to see the benefits at a really exponential rate.
Okay, that's good advice. And just kind of sorting through it a little bit in terms of the sustainability practices, as I saw really a couple things from your book. I mean, I saw that government regulation, local, state, and federal have an impact on sustainability based on certain products and services that you can use given today's environment. Environmental focuses internally by management. And then, as you said, opportunities for cost savings through process redesign. And I think that's real key as well, because taking a look at some new materials or new practices that could achieve you some benefits. And then the opportunity to achieve that competitive advantage is important as well. Are there any other things that we want to consider at that point? I think you've covered most of them.
There's probably even several more, but two that come immediately to mind besides the you mentioned is, what are your stakeholders asking for? Because stakeholders, whether it's a customer, an employee, any kind of stakeholder in your organization, are starting to become more verbal about what they want to see companies do. And that's being particularly magnified as we look at the different generations that are coming into the marketplace. In particular, millennials are very much focused on working for companies that are focused on these types of things. So listening to what your stakeholders have to say and being able to respond to that appropriately connected to your strategy, I think, is huge. And the other one that I would add is equally as important is, what's your supply chain looking for? Walmart, whatever you might think about Walmart as a company, that being aside, they have an internal practice right now that every vendor that puts something on the shelf in Walmart has to have a sustainability plan. Well, if you don't manufacture, using that as a simple example, every component of the projector that you're selling to Walmart, all of those other companies that you're dealing with need to have a supply chain, a sustainability plan. And there's a lot of small companies that are part of that supply chain that don't understand how to do that yet. So it's looking at that as well.
Yeah, that's important. Absolutely. Absolutely. So in your book, you talk about a maturity model that you had. There was 5 levels associated with that maturity model. There's a graphic that goes with it, which we can't see today, but I'll put it in the blog. But maybe you could describe those for us as to what those 5 levels were about.
Yeah, it's a model that we've created to help companies visualize what that process worked. What we refer to as a common sense approach to sustainability, which is the title of the book, is level 1 is first recognizing, what it is that sustainability means to your particular organization, and start asking some of those questions we talked about earlier in the show to really figure out and define it for your particular organization. Now, the definition is going to be ever-evolving, because you're never going to get the definition perfect the first time, but it's, again, that recognition process of, this is here, we need to do something with it, what does it mean to us? Based on defining it, recognizing it, asking some of those key questions as a senior management team, what are we going to initiate? What actions are we going to put in place to start putting together our sustainability plan? Once those actions are identified, and this is the step where we really, feel really strongly where the communication needs to start, because we need buy-in from employees and stakeholders. Once we figure out what we're going to initiate, step 3 is implementation. We're going to start doing it. We're going to start taking the actions necessary and start putting the measurements in place to make it happen. Those 3 steps is pretty much kind of a reactive approach. You're reacting to the situation. What we find, what makes this a kind of transformative model, as we get to level 4, when we really start operationalizing and we're integrating the strategy, we're starting to see continuous improvement, we're starting to see some of those money savings, we can document results that are impacting the environment in a positive way, that's operationalized. We're now in the midst of it, and we're starting to see results. And level 5 is transformation. I mean, literally, it's aligned in the organization. We're seeing innovation. We're providing stewardship to the community, and it's now ingrained into the organization. And, again, it's not the initiative du jour or the initiative of the month. It's truly part of the fabric of the organization, and it will continue to live as a kind of growing entity or a growing strategy and continue to transform the organization.
So in addition to a process change, it's really a cultural change too. I mean, you're really getting to that point where everybody understands how that affects their work and why it's important.
Absolutely.
Okay. The other one you mentioned leadership a number of times in the book, and you know, I understand why that's important, but maybe you could explain why you think in your book leadership is as important as it is in the sustainability effort.
Well, in all of the things that we've helped organizations do over the time, you know, that we've worked on things here at Resource Associates, we have seen a significant difference in the success of an initiative, whether it's sustainability or something else, when senior leadership or the management of an organization, however they're internally defined, has bought into the initiative and is actively involved in making it happen. Because the contributors of an organization get really tired of the initiative of the month or the initiative of the year. They want something that they can grab a hold of. They want to be part of something. They want to contribute to the better good, but it needs to be supported by management, and they need to continually see that this is something that management or senior leadership, again, however you define it, is actively engaged in and is promoting inside the organization. Sustainability is no different. If senior leadership doesn't buy into it, it's going to die on the vine very quickly. It's only a matter of time. It's not an if, it's a when.
Yeah, I would agree. Certainly agree with that. I think that that communication and commitment has to be right out front. People have to understand it and understand why it's important and understand that there is the proper backing and support for it. Absolutely. So one of the other questions we had was that when you get down into your assessment of the team, does senior leadership take time to think the considerations if, or do they just go off and implement? Now, I don't know if there's any case studies that you've run into with that, but based on what you said, I think that just to go off and implement without really going through the operationalizing of the whole thing is not very effective. Do you have any comments on that?
I would absolutely concur. If you don't take the time to go through the first two phases of that five-phase model, you're going to be basically kind of operating in the dark. Are you going to see some success? Sure. There's always low-hanging fruit to pad. And low-hanging fruit in the beginning of any new initiative or new strategy like this is huge, because it provides those first wins that gets everybody excited. But what happens is, and that's great, but what happens is if we don't have a strategy to get to the next level of the fruit or the high-level fruit or the watermelons, then that's where it starts to die on the vine. So that's oftentimes, again, it doesn't have to be sustainability. It can be any initiative, but our subject today is sustainability. If an organization is going to implement that, there has to be a plan in place. And just like my comment about the definition, is the plan going to be perfect? No. The definition isn't going to be perfect. But we need a launch pad. We need a starting point. We need a direction. And it's equally important to be able to have that direction so that your communication channels are effective. You know, contributors, again, get very frustrated when they're asked to be part of something, but they don't know what it is. It's not defined. There's no measurable outcomes that have been identified. So they don't, you know, they're playing a game. You know, if you use the sport analogy, they're playing a game with no scoreboard. And after
right.
a while, that gets kind of tiring.
Right. And not very rewarding. Well, I think if you take your balanced scorecard example and you're able to use that and you use that as a base point to track what you're doing and understand where you're a little bit off track or maybe you need to make a shift or trim the sails, whatever analogy you want to use, that's really important to have that monitoring capability as you go forward with it.
Well, and that's a really great point. It's not only just the planning in the beginning, but part of that plan needs to include some checkpoints. And, you know, some ongoing checkpoints to make sure that we're making the progress that we need to make, because going to the point that the plan's never going to be perfect, there's going to be some course correction. So in addition to the initial planning, what are the teams and the task forces going to do, and how are they going to check in with each other to make sure that, okay, this is moving in the right direction, yay, that's a win. This one needs a little course correction. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, and that's the nature of management and leadership that you need to bring forward. In your book, you offer a sustainability mini assessment. How does that work, and is it still available?
It is still available. It is on our website that's attached to the book, and we developed it for companies to just go on and, you know, do a pretty simple, although, you know, the results are robust, evaluation of where they think they stand on sustainability. And then basically we evaluate their responses and give them feedback so that they can take that information and use it within their company.
So if one of our listeners decided to do that, they would get feedback from you in that particular response?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, we're running close on time here, and I really appreciate the conversation and the discussion here. What I would like to do is, do you have some closing comments about overall sustainability that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Sure. I mean, we strongly believe in our research that sustainability is not going away. We find in the marketplace that we work in, the small to medium-sized companies are the ones that are struggling the most because they don't know what to do with it with their company. The Walmarts of the world, you know, they've got a process in place. So we're really focused on helping that small, medium-sized company figure out, again, to my point earlier, you know, what happens with your people? How do your processes need to change? How do you make sure that you're having that positive, measurable impact on the environment, but make sure that it's profitable? And that's really been our mantra from the beginning.
Okay. And thank you, Tammy. And I think our goal today was to provide you with some benefits of implementing a sustainability program in your individual organization for our listeners here, and make it an integral part of strategic planning to make sure that it is part of the operational plan that you're going to try to work with. So we want to reinforce the concept that effective transformation sustainability strategy requires commitment at all levels of the organization. So that's hopefully what we've been able to convey to our listeners today as we've talked to them. Tammy, thank you for being part of the show. And I have your email address as Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, at rac-tqi.com. And if someone wants to have a question for you, they can reach you out of that email address.
That's correct.
Okay. And then if someone's interested in a book, I would make available up to 10 copies for the first 10 listeners that wish to have a copy at no charge. I'll mail those out to you if you send me your email address and regular address. And then, Tammy, if somebody else wanted to buy the book, how else is that available?
They can go directly to the Resource Associates website and have it available there.
Okay. Very good. Well, I would like to thank you very much again for taking the time this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future. Mike, thank you very much
for welcome.
Keeping us under control, and that's the wrap for the show. So if you have some other thoughts for additional topics you'd like to hear on Making Headway, please give us an email. So this is John King, signing off for the UR Business Network, reminding you to continue to listen to Making Headway, because remember, we can help you make headway. Thank you.
This is the UR Business Network.